Fun beginning. All right. Call this to order on Monday, August 3rd at
8:36
a.m. Sarah Hakes present. Tim Jett.
Yep.
Present. I will open us up for public comment. Do you have anything to add?
No, I don't.
No? All right. Well, that goes quickly. Approval of the June 8th special meeting minutes. Any edits to the meeting minutes, Tim?
Not from me. Move to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Let's review our applications for recommendation to the Board of Selectmen. We have so many today, which is so exciting. Let's start in order in the, do you want to go in order of the packet or in order of the agenda, which
let's
is easier for you?
Let's go in order of the agenda.
Okay, perfect. So Commission on Aging, first up, Patricia Toro.
So they should be in order. Yeah, they should be in order of the packet also.
Tricky, Melissa.
And
sorry.
We have room for three.
Yes, we do.
On the Commission of Aging.
Yes.
There are even more than
five
three,
vacancies.
Yes. But these would fill all three member slots.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great. All right, Patricia.
Well, I know these people, and I would recommend them.
Oh. Fantastic.
We can go one at a time if you prefer.
Well, no, you tell me anything that you think is important to have on the record for Patricia, Gina, or Cynthia.
Patricia's been in town quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
So have the others.
Yep.
And they. Gina's been involved. She's the chairman of the Canton Center Historic District Commission. Patricia, I'm not sure she's done much in town as far as, you know, town functions and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But she's thoughtful, and I'm sure that's why Dick called her up and said, you know, Commission on Aging.
Yeah.
I think they're all old enough to be, what do you call it? Not seniors, but they're all over 50.
Yes.
So whatever qualification that is. Cynthia's worked in town for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they'd be good advocates without being too it'd be very reasonable.
Yes. Fantastic. All right. Would you like to make a motion?
I'll recommend all three of them. I'll make a motion that we recommend to the Board of Selectmen that Patricia Toro, Gina McGinnis, Cynthia Donaldson be approved as members of the Commission on Aging.
Amazing. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yay! And I love that we have an independent and unaffiliated and a Democrat. So party diversity in our folks as well, which I think is particularly important. Okay. Next up, we have Economic Development. Christina Alday Bondi and Marcus Miner Smith. Organize myself. It's a big packet today.
It is. So if you can remember at our last meeting,
reorganized.
There was another applicant, and because their date was so far back, because there wasn't vacancy at the time he applied, I reached out to him and just asked him if he was still interested, and I never heard back.
Okay.
So that's why his name is not on the agenda this time.
That makes sense. Yes, we had asked that we confirm interest. Okay,
yes.
So you reached out. We hadn't heard back.
Yes.
Okay, and we have just one vacancy on the Economic Development Agency.
Okay, so we have to make a choice.
Wow, that almost never happens. Judy, you're getting a very exciting meeting today. Well, I'll start. Tim, do you know either of these applicants?
No, I don't.
Okay, so we're starting from scratch. So, excuse me.
Pleasure.
Thank you. So, I'm sorry, I am putting my ducks in a row with order of papers. Okay. Christina, let's start with Christina. Christina has experience in both the public and private sectors around policy development. She has managed and created programs for nonprofits, small businesses, and government, guided on the idea that authentic success balances economic, environmental, and social outcomes. A few items on her resume to highlight. She was the co-founder and chief operating officer of a small business. So she was directly responsible for the legal and fiscal requirements of operations for a staff of 7. She handled all of the marketing strategy, client communications, and she served on the state policy development committees for agricultural and allied businesses for federal state resources.
Now, and they are numbered two on the bottom, if that helps. Okay.
Okay. And now, Marcus. He has worked in community development, research, strategic planning, communications, and public policy. He has done so much. He is currently with the Connecticut Housing Finance Authority, working with municipal leaders, businesses, nonprofits, state agencies, and understands the importance of thoughtful planning, strong partnerships, and community engagement. Who'd like to use those learnings on the EDA? What page is Christina's resume start on? I'm seeing.
So she'll have her
page 10. Okay, is this
9, 8. Okay, later. I should have put them
in.
I see 7. There we go. That makes sense.
Thank you. Paper copies, this is why I work for my dining table, because I need a lot of room to spread out all my fingers.
But then this is Christina. So this was from Commission on Aging.
So where is Christina's?
Her main page is page 11, and her promotions page is page 10.
Do we have her resume?
I don't think so.
I think it was no. I don't think we had a resume for her.
Okay. She mentions see review attached resume.
Oh, so let me.
Can we just check
yes,
if we have
definitely.
It?
If it's not in there.
That's why I was on a fool's errand. These are done. What are your initial thoughts, Tim, as we wait for Christina's resume?
I think Marcus So I don't know these people.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't met them.
Yep.
So all we have to go on is the paperwork.
Yeah.
And either Marcus is very professional or he wants to leave with a fancy promotion of himself. Maybe he thinks this is just pro forma.
Yeah, this is a pretty standard resume outline.
Yeah. I'm sure he could spend maybe 10 pages if he wanted to read it to.
Yes. Well, let's look at it this way. What experience or expertise do we think is most important on the Economic Development Agency right now?
Yeah, I think, and they both have some of it.
Yeah.
Christina, co-founder and chief operating officer of a small business.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that that involves.
Mm-hmm.
Maintaining that position for staff for 7. Could be low key, but
here's the copy.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, when she initially sent it, there was an issue, so she had to send it again because I couldn't open it, so I apologize. It was not in there.
No problem at all, but this is helpful.
But that's good you saw that.
Very helpful. Okay. Healthy Soil Working Group co-founder. She was a consultant for many years.
Yeah.
So a lot of her...
You think that means she was a consultant of the New Mexico Healthy Soil Working Group? No.
I don't think so. No, the time doesn't overlap. Okay, so a lot of her experience seems to be out west, which is interesting. She has a lot of volunteer experience. A lot of it in the environmental field, it looks like. So, of the current members on EDA,
bless you,
Bob Vessel, Thomas Wagner, Matthew Dingy, Jennifer, David, Thomas, I'm racking my brain to see if, to remember if any of them are small business, had previous small business ownership expertise or experience.
Yeah, I don't know them all, but I don't think they're. Nothing, none of them pop out to me. It's
okay.
Experience in Connecticut would be important because a lot of the EDA process mm-hmm. Has to meet state guidelines.
Right.
Christina doesn't seem to have that. She knows the ropes in Texas, though. I think that, EDA is... One of the things we've done in the past, and it's backfired a little bit, is trying to get potential business people to come to Canton by offering them a tax rebate.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you know, not really a rebate. I forget exactly what the name is, but if you come to Canton, we'll give you X thousands of dollars off of your taxes.
An abatement?
Abatement, yeah, that's the word. That's one of the things that you can do for people who are wanting to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And EDA gets involved in that. Imagine Marcus Smith might be a little younger than Christine.
Yes.
Doesn't say that. I don't think we get to ask, do we?
Christina is retired.
Ah. Okay. So that presents both ways.
Mm-hmm.
She's got more time to use.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But she might not be as current on process as Marcus.
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest difference, what's standing out to me between the two is Marcus's housing experience, current housing experience, and communications expertise. In that experience, that is something that we're really struggling with in town, is to A, figure out what housing development looks like and how to communicate what's happening with residents. So I think that experience would be really important. On Christina's having run a small business and knowing all of the things that go into it, all of the marketing decisions, legal decisions, staff training will give her a perspective that could help us through the EDA support our small businesses here in town. And having that experience and that expertise of knowing what gaps we might need to fill, I think would be a huge asset. It's hard to make choices between applicants.
Especially if you don't know.
We're not. What's the selectman's role as far as deciding who makes the best fit? We can't really tell somebody whether to bring their business to town or not.
Right.
We can't really tell anybody how to structure their business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We can't really tell anybody where to set up in town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, planning and zoning might do that, but if it's already an available spot, then they come.
You here all day?
No, I'm going to be out by
our goal as selectmen through the EDA is to try to recruit businesses that will be beneficial to the town from the standpoint of providing the kind of business that they do,
mm-hmm.
Benefit to landowners, and increase the tax base.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that Marcus would have more than more of an advantage there. Because he's got a wider view of this whole process. And that's just guessing from what we have here on paper.
Mm-hmm.
We're really stymied because we're table these two until we have them come in and talk to us.
I was thinking the same thing. I think that this is an important agency, and we have, if it's not obvious who is sticking out to us, we should ask both to come in and do a interview conversation about their vision for EDA and what they think the agency does, and make sure that's aligned.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that wasn't my recommendation. It was just,
oh,
you know, I was just offering an opportunity to get more information.
I think that it's a great idea.
Okay.
And I would love to take it as a recommendation.
All right.
What do you think?
You know, they're, in ways, they're pretty even as candidates.
Yeah.
They're not the same.
Yep.
Their experience is different.
Yep.
Certainly, Marcus, his experience is in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And Christina's isn't.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's pros and cons of both. I think bringing in experience on how other places have done things is sometimes a perspective that we're missing. But also knowing Connecticut guidelines and what standards we have to meet in Connecticut is important. So I like the idea of finding out more.
Okay.
Okay. So we will, why don't I do this? Why don't I...
And there's not room for two on EDA.
No. Yeah. We only have one vacancy.
Right.
Yeah.
So that kind of promotes our search.
Yes. It's a highly sought after position. How exciting. What's the best way for us to coordinate a time for a conversation? I think it should happen before the Board of Selectmen meeting, with us as the appointments committee.
Right.
So that we can...
So it would be a special meeting.
Yeah.
Have to be, go through the procedures of legal notice
mm-hmm.
and all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you help us coordinate that, find some times that work for both candidates,
yes.
and... We'll coordinate it over email.
Yeah, if we pick a date that they should be able to
attend,
mm-hmm. meet, what's our time frame? We have 3 weeks until the meeting.
Yes.
By the way, I want to explain my fingernails.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have noticed.
Oh, yes. I assumed
like
a grandchild.
our granddaughter is visiting for this week. This is Grammy Camp week.
Oh.
So I sat with her and Simone and Carrie while they did their nails, and I said, "You know what? I gotta be an active observer here." So this is Simone. And this is Carrie.
Oh, they did a great job.
And, mm-hmm. and you match with Carrie's nail.
I did these.
Oh, yeah.
I put this on.
Oh, you did a great job.
Yeah, well, this is pretty bumpy here, but I was let off the hook with that. And then the hardener, the sealer is on top, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yep. The top coat, if you will.
Top coat?
Yes, if you want to be technical about it.
So, she's leaving today. Her mom and dad showed up last night, so I'll clean my nails after she goes.
I think you should make this a permanent part of your look.
I really like it.
Okay, so we will coordinate a time to have further conversation with Christina and Marcus. So let's
have a look at that.
Oh, timing.
Our meeting is the 26th?
Yes.
Melissa?
Yes.
So, how many days lead time do you need? Let's say they could come any day.
In order to put it on that agenda?
Yeah.
That can be added even the day of the meeting, but normally I get it out by the 20th.
Well, the meeting of the appointments committee.
Oh, that would just be the 24 hours notice, so I don't need that much time. So whenever you guys decide...
Legal notice?
Yes. It's not illegal. It's the agenda. Yes. Yep.
But we're scheduling a separate special meeting.
Yeah.
We don't have to notice that?
Yes, we do. Well, I'll notice it, but I only need 24 hours prior to the meeting.
Okay.
Yes, so if we schedule it on, you know, we can do it this week, I would just need at least 24 hours to post that.
So,
12th, 19th, Wednesday's good for you, Sarah?
Wednesday's, I was going to suggest Wednesday. Could we look at the afternoon of Wednesday the 19th? It happens to be wide open for me from 11:30 to 3, which nearly never happens, so.
Sarah and I are quite different in one respect. I'm retired. She's actively involved what she does, and we're so glad to have her on the board because of the kind of work that she does. And
oh, thank you.
So, 19th works for me.
Good. Amazing. I will reach out to the two applicants and we'll schedule a time.
Amazing.
And I will reach out to you and let you know.
Good. Fantastic. Good. Thank you. All right.
You know, if we were trying to fill, we've got a lot of vacancies, and if we were trying to fill vacancies that compromised the functioning of the committee of the board, you know, EDA, which is not the case, then we'd have to be more diligent about making the choice. But this will work.
Yeah. We've got and we have time before they would be appointed anyway, the vote. Because the Board of Selectmen meeting is until the end of the month. Perfect.
Good.
Great. All right. Next up, we have Brad, who is applying to be on the Farmington River Coordinating Committee. He's an avid kayaker, and he traverses the Farmington River frequently, year-round. That's brave. So he has a vested
on
interest.
Or on a kayak.
A great question. So he has a vested interest in the health of the river and would like to represent Canton's interests.
I know Brad. He's a sincere guy. And I don't know how long he's been in Canton, but several years anyway. So I would recommend him.
Fantastic. No concerns from me. So, would you like to make a motion?
Yeah. Moves that we recommend Bradley Parliament to, Bradley Parliament III, by the way, to the Board of Selectmen to be a member of the Farmington River Coordinating Committee.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Fantastic. All right, and that would, we would have both slots filled, which would be fantastic on that committee. All right, next up we have our very own Judy Allen for Inland Wetlands. And Judy is here today. Judy, would you like to tell us about your interest in joining that agency?
Since I've been retired, it's over 10 years now, I have become very interested in water issues and active in all kinds of aspects of water, including helping to develop the state water plan. I've been slightly involved in, it's a it's legal name, but the Hogback River Association.
Okay.
Which has to do with the Farmington River.
Yeah.
And other water bodies throughout the area.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Been involved in the development of the state water plan.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
It was a very interesting process involving lots of kinds of workshops and stuff that people could be involved in different aspects of the water plan. The actual function that I had was with the science committee, which is kind of strange for me since science isn't really my strong point. But I got to get my fingers in all kinds of things. And one of the things that was most important to me and turned out to be very important to others was the recognition that the waters of the state of Connecticut are held in a public trust.
Mm-hmm.
They don't belong to anybody in particular. And there was a lot of opposition to that from water companies who wanted to say they owned the source of their drinking water. But they finally came together and we were able to resolve this. The water plan has become a guideline for them to do, for the state to do, and some working committees to do. Things like the drought planning that has happened, watershed management, lots of different kinds of things. I have attended a lot of committee meetings. I've never actually been on a committee meeting by my own choice. I was appointed to the WOOC, which is the, I'm not going to come up with it, Waters Utilities Commission, which oversaw areas of the state that different water companies were, had kind of a first dibs on in terms of areas of the state. And any new developments or new water resources had to go through this committee in order to have yay or nay about what they were proposing to do. And the water companies in Connecticut can be as small, excuse me, as small as serving 10 people to, you know, and so because it covers such small water companies, there are hundreds of them throughout the state, and monitoring that has become a nightmare, and maintaining their infrastructure has become a nightmare.
Yeah.
I was involved with the watershed, I'm sorry, my mouth is really dry, committee through public health, that I actually attended a training for being approved as a watershed management person, which I've never actually done because I'm not affiliated with organizations that would do that. But the training was wonderful.
Judy,
you... oh, go on.
It's great experience.
Your experience in the WOC,
yeah,
Water Utility Control Commission.
Water Utility, no, it's not control, Water Utility something.
Well, whatever it is,
yeah.
That's a statewide thing.
Yes, it is.
And you'd be working with inland wetlands and water courses to try to manage situations in town.
I actually went to their last meeting
to
get an idea of how that committee works. And one of my concerns was that it didn't have the technical knowledge that the members seem to have. But I discovered that DEEP has a training for being involved in the wetlands. So that made me feel a little better that I could have the training to be more active in the committee.
Melissa got through a water bottle.
Oh, that helps.
Thank you so much. Now, one of the things I was involved in was opposing the Niagara Water Buffalo plant in Bloomfield. Not so much because of plastic bottles, but a whole lot of other reasons that had to do with the Metropolitan District Commission.
Yeah.
Most people are aware of them. And they're...
Yeah, they've had a lot of authority and a wide ranging area for a long time.
And that was part of what the Hockback Commission was concerned about, is the MDC stopped their control of the Neepog River Dam, turned it over to the Army Corps of Engineers, and the Hogback Commission people were very concerned that this would mean some kind of changes to the river in terms of water releases, any development that might be able to happen around the waters, how would it affect recreation, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then the water bottling plant was MDC kind of sneakily, without public knowledge, giving them a discount on the public drinking water. So that had people up in arms.
Yeah.
Well, but I'm interested in water, probably.
That's a really good summary. Well, I think it's a fantastic fit for the inland wetlands and water courses. What do you think, Tim?
I think the fact that she came today
to
have us interview her is indicative of her commitment to... how long have you lived in Canton?
Just a little over a year.
Yeah.
I'm new.
From West Hartford.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I also have to learn more about the water courses in Canton, because there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
So slowly I can get to know them.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, but the Collins Company that ran this big factory complex down here, they were instrumental and had a controlling interest in creating the Otis Reservoir.
Yeah.
So that they could manage the downflow, and because water power was part of the process down here.
Yeah, a hydroelectric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, aside from just all the benefits that water provide for us, life-saving and such, and recreational and all that, not so much now, but it can be a business issue too.
Absolutely, and often is, I think. If somebody wants to develop anywhere near a watershed area, floodplain, an actual river or creek or swamp, and I have been amazed at how much development actually starts impacting those kind of things. So, and it's not necessarily stops development, but helps to ensure that certain things are put in place that do make sure that those resources are clean and maintained.
Well, on the basis of that last comment, I'd like to recommend that Judy be offered to the Board of Selectmen as a member of the Inland Wetlands Water Course. How many vacancies do we have on that?
We have three right now.
All members or
alternates? One member, two alternates.
Okay. So we'll recommend her to become a member.
Yes.
That's my motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Can I ask a question too in terms of my application? I didn't really have a resume that I attached, but do you need a formal resume to go forward? Do you present? No.
No.
But the application is good enough?
Yes. Okay. And you filled in all of the blanks that we would.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
My iPad, I'm not able to type and print anything or even send it. But I can do all that at the library.
Oh, don't we love the library? We do. This was fantastic, and we appreciate you coming in to answer.
I do too.
Yeah. It's fun to have guests.
Yeah.
Guest stars.
Makes it all relevant.
Yeah. All right.
Should have brought donuts.
Next up, we have the application of Vincent Covino for the Youth Services Bureau, of which we have three vacancies for members. Vincent has a PhD in psychology. He had...
worked for the state.
Yep, with the Department of Developmental Services. He supervised the psychology department. He has an incredible amount of relevant experience, and I think would be a fantastic fit for the Youth Services Bureau.
Me too. I don't know if his experience in as a psychologist is with kids, but.
Unless he's specialized in children.
Yeah. I think the...
He's certainly got a lot of experience.
Yeah.
And...
I think someone with... psych expertise would be a huge asset to Youth Services Bureau to fill a gap of, in a way of thinking about what services we're providing here in town.
We're not allowed to ask, but I'd love to know if he has children.
I wonder.
Because a better way to get to understand the issues that...
Right. Let me look.
And before youth.
I was looking to see what I had to worry about.
He didn't do a... Oversaw overuse of psychotropic medication. But notwithstanding his experience with kids, I think he'd be a great addition, and here we have somebody volunteering to be involved.
He is the...
I guess he's retired. Does it say that anywhere?
It does. Occupation, psychologist, retired.
Yep.
He's also on... he's the secretary of Inland Wetlands. And
he is?
Yes, and has only missed one meeting. Uh-huh. So I think that shows that he's a dedicated...
Wow.
Dedicated guy in town.
I think so.
Yeah.
It was on Dorrington Avenue. The more I call out of this, the more I like him.
Yeah.
So I'll make the motion that we promote his name up to the Board of Selectmen for a member position
on
the Youth Services Bureau.
Okay. Second. I got too excited. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We have no applications for Board of Ethics, Juvenile Review.
Oh. Actually, Kathleen had checked all of those.
Oh.
So on her application,
she
kind of chose a few. So I only listed the ones that had vacancies.
Oh.
So if you wanted to look it over and determine what was a better fit.
I had in my head just Zoning Board of Appeals because it was where her name was.
Oh, I
see.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Do we have more information from her, a resume from her? I don't believe we do.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, I know we don't. No.
I would love for us to ask for a resume from her and maybe invite her to join the meeting on the 19th to get a better sense of what her experience and interest is so that we can make a good decision. I love that she's interested in doing so much. But let's see where she's the best fit. What do you think?
I agree. It's one thing to be so enthusiastic that you can sign up for half a dozen different boards and commissions, but I think we're looking for people that have some kind of focus.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, so next step, if you agree, Tim, would be Melissa reaching out to get a resume and invite Kat to the August 19th meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you had trouble with that meeting, and are looking for an alternative date, check with Sarah first.
Okay.
I can probably make it happen.
Okay.
I will refer to my color-coded calendar. More and more I live by. Okay. Absentee record. The Canton Historic District has only had two meetings, so I'm not as worried about this 50% rate.
Canton Historic District, Collins, you mean?
Mm-mm.
Canton Center.
Yep.
Yeah.
Missing one out of two, I'm less concerned about.
So
six out of 12.
There was somebody, Zach Neville, that was on the Canton Center.
Yes, and he resigned.
He did?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So with this new list, or this, I would say, updated list, I can utilize the email draft that you had sent and up emails to the folks that have over 50%.
Did we do that last time?
We had talked about it. I hadn't been able to get all of the emails out, so I can prioritize that for this month and ideally do it with notice of the meeting whenever we get that,
okay.
If they would like to make any decisions before then. But
or come and tell us why.
Come and tell us why. Yeah.
Maybe they've been vacationing in Europe for a while.
Maybe. Relatable.
Did you have a good time?
I had an incredible time. It was amazing.
Good. I'm glad.
And now a lot of the places that I was in Greece have wildfires.
Yeah.
It's very scary. No. No, but was thinking while I was there, everything is so dry. All of these mountainsides are covered in olive trees or trees and just dirt, and it's, yeah.
We had smoke coming down from Canada.
Yes, yeah, I missed that. It looked apocalyptic.
Yeah.
There were a couple of days where there was like an orange hue to the...
Yes, very eerie.
The air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
So you missed all that.
I missed all of that.
And you missed...
Oh, my gosh.
Am I crazy? Good. Yeah. Remember that night?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. That's not me just putting a dot using the edit drawing.
No, it looks like a highlighter.
It's not, so I took a couple of them.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, okay, so for absenteeism over 40, I will prioritize getting all of those emails out in the next 2 weeks.
Over 40 or over 50, you were saying?
Over 50.
Over 50, okay.
I think they're all over.
I did try to do all of them. I wasn't sure if you were doing all of them because I was going to get you email addresses for everybody that's on that list.
Yes, please.
Yes.
I would love. Well, I have the roster.
You do have it. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Good.
If I have any trouble, I'll ping you and let you know.
Thank you.
But I think I have what I need to be able to do that.
I just want to make sure.
I'm adding it to my list because if it's not on the list, it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Anything sticking out to you, Tim?
Why am I thinking 40% was the number we were landing on for that?
This is the list of everyone over 40%.
Yeah.
So I would send it to everyone on this list except for Canton Center Historic, which has only had 2 meetings. So it shows 50%, but... it was 1 meeting missed out of 2.
Sounds like a good idea.
Okay. Great. And then let's look at, let's close out with the final list of vacancies, which I had just had.
Which we've made some headway on today.
Yes, we have. My goal of no vacancies is becoming more and more within reach. So I'm nothing if not an overachiever. The committee which is still giving me the most concern is Youth Services Bureau and the Commission on Aging. One topic of conversation from last meeting that I did not get back in touch with Mr. Barlow on is, should we consider lowering the number of people on the Commission on Aging since we aren't getting flooded with applications and they haven't been able to achieve quorum.
So by lowering the number, that would reduce the quorum required?
Yeah. Yeah, because right now it's a committee of...
Seven.
So if we lowered it to 5, then...
then 3 would be the quorum?
Yeah.
But they don't even have 3, do they?
I think after today, they would. Commission on Aging. Yes, they have. They have 1, 2, 3. They have 4 members right now.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. So they would have 5 members. After, well, actually, no.
I think that's more, yeah.
We solved our own problem. We have 3 people joining it. I take it back. We're good.
Dick's been doing his homework.
Yes. He has.
Yeah. I did that with Kent Center Historic District.
Incredible. So we would
a couple years ago, actually, they were down to... 1 member.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
So we would just have 2 alternate positions to fill after these 3 recommendations if all 3 are appointed. Oh, yes.
That'd be good.
That would be great. Fantastic. Are any other committee vacancies sticking out to you? We have, so we will take care of these. I just want to cross-reference with what we're working on here to see if there's any others that we need to really go hard on recruiting for. Youth Services Bureau, we would have one member filled. And then, okay. We can plug Kathleen into one. Once we hear more, we will fill the Economic Development Agency with someone. So.
And what was your name? Who's applying for half a dozen?
Yeah, Kathleen. So
yeah,
we can, once we have a conversation with
her. We can steer her towards the most needy.
Yes.
Or find out what she's most interested
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Yeah.
That would be more fair.
Yeah, right? Yes, after today, we will still have, I think of the ones that she has applied for, Zoning Board of Appeals has the most vacancies right now. So we do have one member slot on that. We have one member slot on Board of Ethics. We have one member slot on Juvenile Board of Appeals. Parks and Rec, yep. And then we do have a need for just an alternate town moderator. So I think of the ones that she's interested in, that she crossed off, that we have.
Did she check town moderator?
Yes. I think Board of Ethics, Juvenile Review, Parks and Rec, and Zoning. We all have a need for members on those, so let's see what her resume says and what she is looking to accomplish. Any other business?
When you reach out to her, Melissa,
yes.
Let her know that we're not being critical of her process.
Of course.
Just want to narrow the scope a little bit.
Yes. I think she was just trying to show that she was very interested. She right. wanted to volunteer, and I think she kind of just looked at all the possibilities and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I will definitely let her know.
Love the enthusiasm.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think that does it for us today. So adjourn us at 9:34 a.m.
Thank you.